Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I didn't want to start a discussion on which one we need and which one we don't. And I just think that at some point we also need to move away from these standard arguments that country mandates eat so much more budget than thematic mandates, or it's the budget in the fifth committee that is being blocked. We need to bring this to a technical level and just sit at the expert level and go through the agenda, see who meets where, and what reports are the most efficient ones. We could, for example, envisage to have biannual reporting, 1 year in Geneva, 1 year in New York. It doesn't mean that less work is being done necessarily, or that less attention is being given to the topic. I agree that we should do this exercise in the context of the ongoing efficiency talks for the entire council, for sure. But at this point, 60% of the resolutions that the council adopts are thematic. And from those 40 other percent, country-specific ones, half of them are consensual, presented by the country itself, very often in the context of item 10, technical assistance. I don't think that's something we necessarily have to oppose either. It's not a this or that. There is no comparison. It's different tracks. But it does not prevent us from looking a bit inward and seeing what can be done. If it comes to the budget of OHHR, the regular budget, the European Union will be the first one to push the 4.3% up, because that's what the human rights pillar within the UN gets, 4.3% of the entire UN budget. And for sure, it's not going to be us who block any additional funds that we can get through regular budget, because it just means that at least the voluntary budget doesn't need to fill in all the loopholes that there are currently. So I'm not sure that these are really the arguments that are going to take this debate forward, to be honest. And I just wish that we could have an honest and open discussion at technical level to see what progress can be made. And if we don't do it here, it'll never happen. It's not going to happen during the normal HRC sessions, because we don't have time. And it's one mandate at a time that we renew. So this proposal, with the kind of criteria that I put forward, is an effort from our side to get this going a bit beyond the standard statements we have every year. I hope we can continue it, if it's now or next year, we'll see. But